Hi, I'm VOA's Tommy McNeil with your worldwide news update. Ending the war in Ukraine was a major talking point at the White House between U.S. President Donald Trump and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer Thursday, with the two taking different approaches on how that could be accomplished. More from VOA's Anita Powell.
Trump emphasized his condition for supporting Ukraine. On Friday, he said he will host Ukraine's president to lay out a preliminary deal that gives the U.S. a share of the nation's critical raw materials.
The American taxpayers will now effectively be reimbursed for the money and hundreds of billions of dollars poured into helping Ukraine defend itself, which by and of itself is a very worthy thing to do.
Starmer said the pair discussed a plan for peace that is tough but fair and backed by strength to deter future Russian aggression. He also said he was ready to put boots on the ground and planes in the air to support a deal. Anita Powell, VOA News, Washington.
As AP's Justin Spike reports, during his White House visit Friday, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is expected to press U.S. President Donald Trump about support for Ukraine joining NATO, which Zelensky is not likely to get.
Ukraine's hopes of joining NATO have been dismissed by Trump, and Trump has also said that he believes that the conclusion of this economic deal in itself provides Ukraine with security, since U.S. economic interests would be present in Ukraine.
That's AP correspondent Justin Spike. Egypt says negotiations between Israel and Hamas on the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire have begun in Cairo. Egypt's State Information Service said officials from Israel, Qatar, and the U.S. started intensive discussions Thursday. Earlier in the day, an Israeli official said its military will not withdraw from a strategic corridor in the Gaza Strip. The pullout was part of the ceasefire, and Israel's refusal could spark a crisis with Hamas and key mediator Egypt at a sensitive moment. More at VOAnews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Sylvia Stellacci reports from Rome, where doctors are reporting slight improvements as Pope Francis battles double pneumonia.
The Vatican said on Thursday Pope Francis once again slept well during the night. He ate breakfast and was resting in his room here at the Gemelli Hospital, where he's been treated for double pneumonia. His humor is good, according to Vatican sources, who reported that the pontiff is continuing his therapy and slow recovery. Since the day of his hospitalization, the flow of faithful has never stopped outside the hospital. Vatican officials say doctors have not indicated how long the Pope might need to stay in the hospital. They are keeping the prognosis guarded, but said that the Pope's conditions remain stable.
That's AP correspondent Sylvia Stellacci. AP correspondent Karen Chamis reports on explosions in eastern Congo during a meeting by rebel leaders.
Dozens of people have reportedly been injured after two explosions hit a meeting of M23 rebel group leaders and residents in eastern Congo. Video and photos shared on social media on Thursday show a crowd fleeing the meeting in Bukavu in panic and bloodied bodies on the ground. Leaders of the M23 rebel group were meeting residents when the explosion occurred in the central park of Bukavu. Among the rebel leaders present was Corneille Nanga, leader of the Congo River Alliance, which includes the M23 rebels have swept through the region, seizing cities and killing some 3,000 people. I'm Karen Chamas.
Mexico has sent infamous drug lord Rafael Caro Quintero to the United States along with 28 other prisoners requested by the U.S. government. Caro Quintero was behind the killing of a U.S. DEA agent in 1985. Mexico's Attorney General's office said in a statement that the 29 prisoners removed to the U.S. Thursday faced charges related to drug trafficking, among other crimes. The unprecedented show of security cooperation comes as top Mexican officials are in Washington trying to head off the Trump administration's threat of imposing 25% tariffs on all Mexican imports. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says if the United States imposes tariffs, his country has billions of dollars worth of U.S. products that'll be subject to tariffs as well. President Donald Trump says he plans to impose tariffs on Canada and Mexico starting Tuesday and double the 10% universal tariff charged on imports from China. The Republican president says illicit drugs such as fentanyl are being smuggled into the United States on unacceptable levels, and import taxes would force other countries to crack down on the trafficking. China's commerce minister says differences on international trade should be resolved through negotiations. That wraps up this update, but the world of news never stops. For additional updates, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.